We move next to, never giving up. How many people have ever taught that to their kids? Never give up. Sekun Naminya is the author of A Long Way to School, a story of overcoming challenges and never giving up. And Sekun joins us this morning here on WSBA. Sekun, an honor to have you in this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. My pleasure to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. And I'm an old coach from 41 years and a teacher. And I'm one of those guys that I think my parents taught me in some way to never give up. But, you talk out there an awful lot about kids have it tough out there, and maybe it's different from when I was a kid. Let's go from there and talk a little bit about, I remember when I was a kid, I had to walk uphill 3 miles a day in the snow, 100-degree heat, didn't even have legs in. We just dragged ourselves up a hill. You know, we often hear those stories as we get older. But that's, it's not like that now. Tell me a little bit about not giving up in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's different today than it was back in the day. But still, kids have a difficulty adjusting, as they grow older into their teenage age. And they have to encounter some bullies, maybe bullies in school, bullies on social media. So it can be tough for kids, but kids can also learn how to be leaders in their own right.
You talk in your book here about growing up is hard work, and I never thought about it that way. I think it's simple, but it's a great statement that growing up is hard work, and I think it is tougher out there today primarily because of the social media and because of the mobility of our kids today and the mobile phones and all that. Where on a moment's notice, bullying, for example, is an entirely different kind of bullying now than when I was in school. Talk about that a little bit and the effect of social media on making it tough on kids growing up.
Yeah, definitely. Social media is a great thing, but at the same time, it has become another way to access to the world instantly. Basically, you have access to the world and whatever you post, whatever you read, it's out there, and it can create a positive or a negative impact for kids, but it depends how they are using social media. So what do we need to teach our kids is to be mindful of what they share and also be mindful of what they read and how they engage with social media. I remember one mom told me that, she bought the book A Long Way to School, and she said, the way I engage with my kids is we have a mini book club at home, and we all read the same book and discuss about a topic.
Right.
So that's one way to, engage kids in reading books, not just looking at the Snapchat. And also B, really teach them through stories how other people cope with life, how other people share perspectives that are maybe different from what they grow up listening to or seeing in at home, at school. All those can be mechanisms to teach kids to never give up and also to have different perspectives when it comes to this entire bullying system on social media.
We're talking to Sekun Naminya, the author of A Long Way to School, A Story of Overcoming Challenges and Never Giving Up. Let me ask you this question. I think it's an important one. Which skills are the most important to leading your own life? As we teach our kids to lead their own lives, what are the biggest skills that we have to give them?
So I think the best one, I would say the first one, well, there are more than one, but the one of the most important is really to teach kids to love and accept who they are, because this is ultimately how they can also accept others who are different from them, who look different from them, speak differently. When you love yourself, you have more light to give others, to shine and let others shine also. And the second one is, the old golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated. So kids, when we hear bullying, it's actually I think bullying is a coping mechanism. It's just not the right method, you know. It's not the right coping method. So we need to teach kids how to love themselves. That's how they are going to be able to love and accept others, because hurting people tend to hurt others.
But, you know, at the same time, one of the things I find is for kids, you want them to love themselves, but you also want them to be sensitive to other people. And so many times, I think that's a tough lesson for kids to learn, how to be sensitive to other people while loving themselves, too. About 45 seconds left. Final thoughts.
Yeah, definitely teach them to love themselves. Doesn't mean they have to be self-centered. It's just having that resilience tank in themselves so that they can extend that loving spirit around them and to their friends and you know, in their communities.
Well, to connect with Sukun Naminya and learn more about her speaking in books, including A Long Way to School, the name of the book she's written, please visit sukunnaminya.com. That's SukunNaminya.com. And you can get in there and get some great information, sukunnaminya.com. Sukun, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm sorry we didn't have more time to talk about it, because I think it's a really interesting subject. Maybe we could hook up again in the future, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.